Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Out of the way we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,358. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, T-Chan Smith, and Mike Hawk. You are in the Men's Room. On tap today, a very spooky Bad Choice Friday. The return of Ted versus the FCC. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, a Men's Room shout of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time of day.
Clack-clack.
We're going to drag. All right, here we go. Colleges are slashing tuition to entice students to come back to campus. Except in my kid's school. To Florida, where a man opens the hood of a car to find a 12-foot-long python curled around the engine, which is not cool.
Sorry about that.
Mom of the Year tells Disney the gun in her purse belonged to her 6-year-old kid. Grandma arrested after hiring a hitman for son-in-law she was trying to rid. And a man trying to steal $600 in vibrating products is caught. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, the artist Drake, the rapper, singer, songwriter, actor, and record producer. He is the highest certified digital singles artist ever. He's moved over 142 million units. The man also has 4 Grammy Awards, and he just celebrated his 34th birthday last weekend. And that is where my problems with Drake start. Now, it's not that he had a party. It's not that he had a VIP party. It's not that I wasn't invited. It's that one of the menu items was macaroni and cheese with raisins.
Ooh.
And that is disgusting. And for that reason alone, I hate him. And not just Drake, I gotta hate Beyonce too. And look, I'm sure she's a nice lady, but she's a nice lady who dips her bananas in ketchup. The woman is a goddamn savage. And Dale Earnhardt Jr., he enjoys bananas and mayonnaise sandwiches. This is not okay. Now, we have a list of strange celebrity foods, as well as 30 gross food combinations you probably thought were normal growing up. Come for the grilled cheese and chocolate chips, stay for the cereal with an orange juice substitute. But the truth is, everyone has a weird food combination or two that no one else seems to understand, or maybe it's just the way you eat your food. Kids don't like to eat the crust of things, so like one man I believe in England, he simply cuts the entire center of a pizza out of his pizza. It's weird, but then we all are. And that's what we want to talk about today. Here is our question. What did you or do you eat that other people just don't understand?
Be part of the big show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, it's all set. Away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3358. What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
Don't lie to these
this
people.
This is a home run. A guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. Repeat. Oh, yeah.
Although all
are you pointing? You're pointing at the fence already.
No.
It's a guaranteed home run.
I'm saying, look. All we've been doing today is working on Tuesday's show. But amazingly enough, this is going to be a good one, too. I'm telling you. Guaranteed future review. As once again, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. We are closing out the year. Ted is barely above 500. I want to say 14 and 12.
Why are you going to say it like
15
that?
15 and 12.
What 15 and 12.
What kind of coaching is this?
You're that guy.
It's the NFC East, maybe, of FCC years.
He's got to get it to the tournament.
Yeah,
I'm not barely above. I'm three games above 500.
Lo and behold, we were up way past our bedtime last night. Coming up with some tongue twisters for Ted versus the
great
FCC.
Work.
And as we bring it back, right before we drink and toast to the shot of the day, it's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey man, this is your fault.
Jam on. And in honor of Halloween, a very spooky Bad Choice Friday with DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Oh, when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street.
I mean, this might be the most chilling, terrifying horror movie theme ever.
When I was a kid, my brother would play it and it scared me.
The song?
Yeah. The ending of it, pretty scary.
What happens at the end?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. You got to vote for it. Find out.
All right. You can vote if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince taking on Ray Parker Jr.
Something strange in the neighborhood. Who you going to call?
Ghostbusters! Something weird. Boy, this is a dumb song. I mean, it really is.
Who you going
Who's going to call?
I'm just going to say some stuff and ask you who you call.
There's nothing wrong with your daddy.
You found some termites eating away your rich crap.
That's right.
DJ Jeff. You got a weird man standing on the front porch. Shoot him. You got a cow.
Something so stupid.
Tease him.
DJ Jazzy
got
Jeff.
A real big spider under your bed. Who you gonna call?
Come on. So dumb.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince with a Nightmare on My Street taking on Ray Parker Jr. and Ghostbusters. That's how we do it on Halloween.
On a Bad Choice Friday.
You can vote if you follow the show on Twitter at Men's Room Live, and then right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Water heater leaking.
We'll get down to
business. The basement time. Where you gonna go?
It was a great song at the time. People loved it. They loved the movie.
It's so stupid.
They loved the theme song. Ray Parker Jr. wrote that and then went away for the rest of his life.
But now you got bees living in your walls. Who you gonna call? Hey!
Our question today, we're going to talk a little bit about food, and we go to a Drake, who also, along with Kim Kardashian, he celebrated his birthday this past weekend.
But not on a private island, Miles.
No, he rang in his 34th birthday with family and friends. Part of his festivities included a gathering with some of his friends, and the menu from the event is going viral because of the strange selection that included mac and cheese.
Sure.
With raisins.
No. No.
A screenshot of the two-course meal's components is making its rounds on Twitter. And while the mac and cheese, they say, seems like a typical offering, people are wondering what in the hell is in the macaroni and cheese. Well, that would be raisins.
Looks
other
like
options, by the way, on the menu included calamari.
All right.
That's normal.
It's not. Well, calamari is not something that's normal.
Not on your average birthday party, but I can go to a restaurant and ask for calamari.
Yes. Sushi, steak, frites, grilled shrimp. Many noticed the particular or peculiar mac and cheese combination might have just been a typo, as the description for a grilled cauliflower option above it had the same ingredients. Still, because the internet is unforgiving, we are not sure if Drake's or
people eat weird things.
Cheese,
man.
With raisins.
As soon as I read that, I'm like, and look, I know he is a big time artist. I don't know that I can name a song from him. I'm sure I've heard it, but I couldn't identify him by voice.
Jumpman, Jumpman, mm-hmm. Jumpman.
Okay, there you go. There's one.
Yep.
I didn't even know it was him. I don't care.
Hotline Bling.
I'm indifferent to, dude. Honestly, you know me, man. There's a real good chance.
I'm just telling you, I've heard a bunch of them.
I probably have because I have kids, but I don't know anything about the guy other than he's popular. Seems nice enough to me. Know nothing about his personal life. Don't want to. I read that, and I'm like, I hate this son of a bitch. The only thing I know about him is that he puts raisins in his mac and cheese, and I realize I'm full of hate for this man.
Yeah.
It bugs me that much. I read that today when I did a Wikipedia search.
You know, I have to admit, I went and I got my teeth cleaned yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And just talking about things that you should and should not eat as far as your toothless health is. So the dental hygienist is telling me that in her lifetime, she has never been to a fast food restaurant.
Okay.
Because her parents would not allow it. She has never had soda of any kind, never had energy drinks of any kind. All these different dietary things.
But she looked healthy.
Yeah, okay. Completely. But it just blew my mind to think, you know what I mean? Like,
but wait, is she saying that because of her teeth or she was just never exposed to it?
You know what? It had no correlation whatsoever to her toothless health.
Okay.
She said she still gets cavities, et cetera, et cetera. She doesn't eat
candy.
That's
comforting.
She doesn't eat sweets, doesn't eat any of that stuff, eats very healthy.
Did you ask her if she does anything fun?
She does a lot of fun things. It was just the fact that, and that's what I was thinking too, it seems like you missed out on a lot of fun.
Yes.
How do you go to a birthday party and not eat a piece of cake?
Oh, no, I'll pass on the cake.
You know what I mean? What? I just don't.
We're going to McDonald's for your 8th birthday.
I don't want to go.
Yeah. I mean, because when you grow up, it just seems like, you know, you eat a little differently. You eat what's available.
You eat what you're given, but you also get the nuggets and crap like that.
Sure,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, they're kids.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of being a kid, this was one of the big deals when we were growing up. McDonald's is bringing back a classic sandwich nationwide as it tries to recover from a year slammed by the pandemic. McRib will be temporarily available at all 14,000-plus locations. That starts December 2nd. We do not know how long that's going to last. We went there today to see if we could get some of those spicy chicken nuggets.
That we should have gotten yesterday.
They're already done with the promotion.
Yeah.
So who knows how long this is going to last.
It doesn't matter.
However,
I'm done being disappointed by this. I used to get caught up in the McRib frenzy, and every year I realized I would bite into it and say, I actually do not like this sandwich.
The McRib is 40 years old. It's a 40-year-old sandwich. The chain basically trying to boost some holiday sales here, but it's going to be on the menu everywhere, and people are. People get very excited about the McRib. If you know anything about McDonald's social media, I do follow that. People are constantly asking questions about the sandwich.
Sure.
And you wonder if it's just the legend of the sandwich.
That's all it is.
Because as far as the actual taste of the sandwich,
it's not that great.
There's nothing like the McRib. That says something.
There's a reason why it's not permanent, and there's a reason why it doesn't taste like
anything
else. Thank
you. McDonald's itself does a very good job. They do a limited release at different times of the country at different times of the year.
Right.
Because they know it ain't that good. But if you make it seem like
it ain't that good.
It's not.
Right, it's not. But if you make it seem like this mythical thing that you can only get here and there, it works. Remember, we had a fridge of them for like a week because everybody's all fired up. It's like, I don't know if I really like this. And I like McDonald's.
I do too.
It's the equivalent of the chef's special. You're like, ooh, let me tell you about the special tonight. That's really, really cool. Ooh, you know, man, that does sound good. And I've been to this restaurant before. It's not always available. And also, that meat's going to be bad by tomorrow. It's kind of the same thing. We know this isn't good, but if we convince you that this is exciting, you'll still buy it.
I bought a Big Mac today. It was fantastic. Last time I had a McRib, I was like, I don't feel right after I ate it. Right? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't feel good. Like, was it too much?
Yeah, something internally goes wrong.
Like, well, I mean, it looks like ribs, but there's no bones.
Right.
No. It shouldn't look like there's bones
in it. I wonder how much pork product is actually in that thing. It tastes like it tasted for 40 years.
I bet you there is tons of pork product in there. So it's rare from the pig that it come from.
A McRib is basically barbecue sauce all over the patty and then onions and pickles, correct?
Something like that.
That's basically all it is. So the return of the McRib and brings us to our question. What did you or do you eat that other people just don't understand? 206-421-ROCK.
Nice call back to DJ Jazzy Jeff. See what we did there.
Yeah.
That people just don't understand.
People just don't understand.
We thought we were clever, and then we had to explain it.
Parents.
They agree that raisins in their mac and cheese is absolutely the most disgusting thing they've heard.
Even if it was supposed to be raisins in the cauliflower, that's not good either.
It doesn't matter.
Right, and I said the thrill. Like, I know a lot of people get on raisins and chicken salad. I'm fine with a raisin or craisin in my chicken salad.
That's still ridiculous.
Right. Well, your thoughts.
But it's not.
But in mac and cheese,
no.
That is disrespectful.
Well, nobody
wants that. That's why there was such a backlash on the internet. And it's like, Drake, bro, when everyone says this sucks, that means the only person who wanted that is you, which is fine, but don't make it like the whole tray.
We already determined there's only a couple things, handful of things that people like with raisins, universally.
So, ants on a log.
Raisin bran. Some people don't like that cereal, but it's a popular cereal.
Well, it's called raisin bran. You know what you're getting into.
Exactly. What was the other one? Raisinets, we determined was
somewhat
mainstream.
I'm pro-raisin.
That people are
into. But what else do you use it with? And I think if you're eating chicken salad, you shouldn't. I know that some people do. But beyond that, raisins, they don't serve a purpose.
Oatmeal raisin cookies.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best cookie on the market right there.
Yeah, but I always want just an oatmeal cookie. I don't want those nasty.
The raisins.
Yeah, I don't want
an oatmeal chocolate chip cookie.
Ooh.
You ever had that?
I'd rather just have a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, it's good.
It is, but I'm with Mike. The oatmeal belongs with the raisin.
No, really? No. It's not that. It's that if raisin has an ally, all right? If raisin, like asparagus has a bacon ally.
All right.
Like, you don't need me, but if you're going to be that kind of meal, then call on me and I'll make you taste better, right? So raisins, like, man, we need a strong ally and not just a kid one. So oatmeal says, all right, look, I don't need you. Like, people don't put raisins in me to choke me down. They put you and me to choke you down, but I'm your ally. I will be oatmeal. That's all, though. But they don't belong there.
Little box of raisins on Halloween was a huge disappointment.
Pissed me off.
Sure.
I mean, it was just one of those things you're like,
And it was always like two or three different houses. Like, come on, man.
But when you were a child, did raisins not entertain you?
How?
No. What do you mean?
Heard it through the grapevine? Remember those commercials?
You mean the California raisins?
The dancing raisins?
On TV, yes. They were cool because I didn't have to eat them. I think people would have frowned on me if I did.
How about this? Who in this room has a thing like a package of raisins at home?
I think I might.
They should combine the California raisins with the Californians from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Just go down to 405.
Wait, you actually have raisins in your house?
For sure.
Why?
I have them because I have kids. Mike, you don't have kids. Ted, you don't have kids. I know everyone's different with their food stuff, but to me, that is insane.
You have raisins
you
in your house right now.
Correct. Without having kids.
When I asked you if I could knock on the door as I am right now in Halloween costume, is there anything you could give me? You're going to give me Landjäger?
Well, I'd rather give a kid sausage and raisins on Halloween. I like raisins. They shouldn't be given
out. Are they in the little boxes?
No. It's a one big thing. It's already open. Okay. And my sweaty paws have been in there stoned. Like, but eat some raisins.
That is insane to me.
Huh.
Raisins. Yeah. I know people like them. I just.
I haven't bought raisins in 20 years, probably.
I mean, I know there's some in the house somewhere. But I don't remember which one of my kids likes them. Like, it's irrelevant to me. But they might still be able to.
You know what? Maybe the head chef will make some ants on a log for you guys.
Oh, that's the worst.
Tell people what it is. It's one of the three
celery
ingredients.
Stalk filled with peanut butter, and then you put raisins on them. That's why they look like ants on a log.
Can I tell you how to do this? Just take the spoon, dip it in the peanut butter, and eat it.
Yeah, put that in your mouth.
Skip the other two ingredients.
You don't need the log. You don't need the ants.
You'll be fine. Just
sorry.
Eat the peanut butter.
It's much better that way.
What did you or do you eat that other people just don't understand? 206-421-ROCK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The men's room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Our question, what did you or do you eat that other people just don't understand? 206-421-ROCK.
Before we get to the phones, billions of comments are flowing in, but here are a few. Says, I got this from my dad, but we both swear by peanut butter and tuna fish salad sandwiches.
Oh, God.
I hate you and your father.
Oh, man.
I used to eat peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches as a kid. Oh. Someone else, I love A1 steak sauce on my Velveeta shells and cheese. I used to dip dill pickles in my dad's Hershey's chocolate syrup for his ice cream. I hope your dad was pregnant. Says, I eat cheesy peas. You take a can of peas, you drain the fluid out, then put a slice or two of Kraft cheese, microwave for a minute or two, stir. Sure, it's a struggle meal, but it tastes good.
Ah.
That is absolutely revolting.
See, I think I would cry in my bowl. What did I do wrong? Everybody hates me. I'm just going to eat these cheesy peas. I'll be in bed by 8:15 because they cut my cable. You're like, God darn it. God, I think, honest to God, man, I might have to call somebody, schedule an appointment after that meal.
I need
someone to talk to. I'll pay for it.
I'm making cheesy peas.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Matthew.
What is bottom when you're eating cheesy peas?
The good news is you can't get worse.
I'm saying, like, what's next? Golly.
And it's only 2018.
I know.
Hello, Matthew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Cheesy peas is an overreach. Kraft really isn't cheese.
Well, yeah, the whole combination is...
I try it.
Cheesy peas. I drain a can of peas. I'll take even two slices.
First of all, you're starting with a can of peas. That's the... I mean, get at least frozen peas or something, man. But now it's canned peas.
Well, sure.
Canned peas from my childhood.
And juice? Oh, God.
It's in pea juice.
Oh,
so remember that. Actually, that's pea juice, kids. So what weird thing did you eat there, Matthew?
Well, first and foremost, good luck this Sunday.
Oh, thank you. We're going to need it.
You're going to need it. Well, it is in Baltimore. You got that on your side.
And they'll allow that whole 4,500 fans. They'll be deafening.
Yeah. Oh, there's 4,500 people.
Oh, yeah.
You got to remember, when that place
throw the ball.
When that place has 65,000 people in it, it's quiet. Mm-hmm. You can hear the guy next to you ordering a beer. I mean, like, it's never loud.
Ravens Stadium?
No, I mean, I'm a Ravens fan, and I can tell you right now, we're not the loudest group.
Definitely not.
All right.
No.
And out of that 4,500, how much will have black and gold?
That's the problem with Pittsburgh. They travel well.
They do.
3,000.
Typically, man. Typically, it's always a good showing. If you're a Steeler fan, man, you show up. Doesn't matter what.
Doesn't matter the game. Doesn't matter the city. Your sons of bitches are there.
You're everywhere.
So I eat a lot of weird stuff, but two things get people the most, and the one that gets people the most is I eat Catalina salad dressing on my tacos.
First of all, I haven't heard Catalina salad dressing in a long time.
Is that not, in fact, Russian dressing?
I thought it was close to French, right?
Okay.
All right. I mean, look, I'll be honest. That doesn't sound like the worst possible combination. But like they're saying, I'm just more stunned that you have Catalina salad dressing.
It's hard to find anymore.
Because no one buys it.
Plus, the other one is I make banana omelets, and people don't believe in them, but they're real.
Well, wait, what else is in your omelet?
No, just bananas. I mean, I guess if you're feeling really, really, you know, adventurous, you can throw some little bit of cheese in there, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Just bananas. Wait a minute, hold on. It's got to be, an omelet has to have cheese. Am I not mistaken?
No. Because it's the only fruit you can make an omelet out of, banana. It's the only one. I've tried them all. And not raisins, though.
No.
I'm pretty sure an omelet has to have cheese to be called an omelet.
Yeah, I feel like if it's just a
folded over
egg. Some white cheese that won't, you know, mess with the banana taste.
Don't be judging us on what kind of cheese. You put bananas in an omelet. Right. I love omelets. I love bananas. Not together.
I don't think it's an omelet.
He wouldn't put raisins in
them. I'm pretty sure it's just a folded over piece of egg.
Does that not make it the omelet, or is it the ingredients inside that make it an omelet?
I think the cheese makes it the omelet, right?
I think the cheese at least would make an omelet, much like cheese on a pizza is cheese pizza.
Because if not, it's just like scrambled eggs with stuff in it.
But I've had an omelet without cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
So it would be like...
Mike, do you have the answer?
I do indeed.
Okay.
An omelet is a dish of beaten eggs cooked in a frying pan until firm, often with a filling added while cooking, and usually served folded over.
Okay, so it's just folded over.
As long as it's just one solid piece. Right.
Okay.
That doesn't make his dish any better.
No. Bananas? No. Sorry. I like bananas, and I really like omelets. I'm just like, he's lost his damn mind.
So I could basically take the innards of a Philly cheesesteak sandwich, stick it in the middle, fold it over. I've got an omelet, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
All right.
Wait a minute. Say that again?
I'm going to take the insides of a Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
All right.
Whatever you want. Onions, mushrooms, wit, steak, stick it in the omelet, fold it over, boom. Bless you. I got a cheesesteak omelet, right?
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
It does sound good. Try that sometime.
Yeah, sounds very good.
Well, no one has it on the menu. I'm just like, if you can put anything in there, I mean, hell, I could put like the innards of a pot pie in there.
You can.
Oh,
God. You want a sloppy, wet omelet?
Well,
I mean, don't put all the juice in, but isn't an omelet just like all the crap you're about to throw away, right? The vegetables are getting a little old. Dice them up, put them in an omelet. I mean, to me, breakfast, the beauty of the omelet, again, that's your manager special. Kid, you want scrambled eggs? That means everything in the fridge is fresh. Kid, you want an omelet? That means I'm about to throw this ass out. It will be moldy in an hour. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the point.
It's either going in the soup or the omelet.
You know you're at a good brunch, though, when they have an omelet station.
Sure.
Yeah. I like watching that guy, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then I always watch the person in front of me like, ew.
I know. Everyone judges everyone's omelet.
You ruined it. I never go like, that's a great idea.
Right.
That was a great idea. I always go, oh, God. What in the hell's that? Arugula?
The Hotel Hershey in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's probably the nicest hotel I've ever stayed in. It's like a 4 or 5 star hotel. They have an incredible brunch. But that guy made the best omelet I've ever had.
Really?
Oh, so light and fluffy.
Mm. Yeah, if you can work the omelet station, you know the key of that is.
Butter.
Grapeseed oil. No flavor. What did you or do you eat that other people just don't understand? 206-421-RUN.
I'm pretty sure it's butter.
I think it's grapeseed oil. Because they pour it out of that little metal thing. You know what I mean? They got the professional oil dripper.
Yeah, like that's a professional oil dripper.
It looks like you could, you know, hook the Tin Man up with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that guy. He puts a little pad in there. He starts mixing it around.
You're going to add more butter than that, bro.
Right?
I'm looking for heart disease.
Right.
I'm on vacation. My health is not a concern for this week.
I've had a park made of chocolate.
Right.
Did she just put artichoke hearts in there?
Oh, that pisses me off.
Oh, man, what's happening in front of
come
me?
Come on!
What's happening in front of me?
Sorry. Hello, Lieutenant Harris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola, boys.
Hola.
I agree. You got to have cheese in an omelet, or is this not an omelet?
I agree.
It's like having a pizza without sauce.
Yeah, it's cheesy bread.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. I found this when I was a kid, and, you know, people looked at me like I was just flat out nuts. You had a mayonnaise and ketchup sandwich.
What else is on it?
There's nothing.
Nothing.
See, this is the problem. It's not that ketchup and mayonnaise are the worst combination. People mix the two plenty. It's just when you call it a sandwich.
It's not a sandwich.
Right. The idea is that the sandwich is more than the because because the condiment's a condiment, right? So a condiment, it can't like constitute the meal.
It's right.
Because basically you're just eating bread with some condiments.
There's
got to
be something inside of the sandwich. You can put whatever condiment.
I mean, I've heard the ketchup sandwich, but I go like, you put
it's
condiment.
Still a sandwich. It's in between two pieces of bread.
But there's nothing
but
in between.
That can't just count.
Condiments doesn't
that
count as something.
Just
it's
count.
Not a substance that's between the two
right,
pieces of bread.
Right, because otherwise, if I just ate two slices of bread, I'm just eating slices of bread. Just because I put ketchup on that son of a bitch does not mean I'm eating a sandwich. It means, again, I'm on the other side of the table from crying Miles at his cheesy peas, and I'm going, I'm eating ketchup
that
sandwich.
Would be the sandwich.
Maybe you can't afford lunch meat.
I understand
you can afford
the situation.
Bologna. You can afford bologna.
Not always, bro.
Yeah, mayonnaise sandwich.
All right. But it's still not a sandwich.
Peanut butter
and
jelly.
All day like
you can afford
an
egg. All right, look. You take two pieces of toast and you put butter on it, right?
All right.
Say I'm eating a butter sandwich. See, I'm eating toast.
You put some in there.
It's got butter on there. But now if it's ketchup and it's untoasted, now it's a sandwich.
It's a toasted ketchup sandwich.
Would you call it a butter sandwich? If you took two slices of toast.
Toast?
Yeah,
deal
with butter, right?
Right. You're not eating toast anymore. Toast is a singular piece of bread.
So it's not butter. You're telling me if I just make them face each other, I'm eating a butter sandwich.
Correct.
But if they're face up, then I'm eating toast.
You're just having a couple pieces of toast.
I see. What did you or do you eat that other people just don't understand? 206-421-ROCK.
I'll be here all day making these rulings.
And so basically, a sandwich, it is determined by the direction the bread is facing.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't got a bologna sandwich, but instead you just have the bologna on top with two pieces of bread under it.
All right,
you're just eating bread with bologna.
What if you don't we don't put the butter sides together? What if you put them apart?
That's what he said. Then you're just eating toast.
All right.
You're eating two pieces of toast and you're being a pig. If they face each other, you're eating a sandwich, even though it's exactly the same thing.
Right.
Right.
Well, listen, what do you do with turkey after Thanksgiving, right? You can make a turkey sandwich.
Right.
Or you could have a
open face.
Right.
All right.
So I guess you could call it open face butter sandwich. That makes you feel better.
God, with my cheesy peas.
Just eat your peas and shut up.
No one loves me. What did you or do you eat that other people just don't understand? 206-421-ROCK. Oh, my God, man.
Hello, Leo. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, guys?
Hola.
Hey, hola, bitch, hola.
So what's the strange thing you ate?
Lemons, but straight, man. We have no salt, no nothing. We literally just open them up and start chewing on them and watch people's faces cringe.
I would find it odder if you actually added salt.
Do you peel it like an orange?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Eat them straight. Just eat the wedges and just go at it.
Wow.
The funny thing is it was actually supposed to be me and my buddy got in trouble when we were kids because we took the lemons from the tree and we were playing baseball with the stick. My dad came home, got mad at our asses, and said, get those goddamn lemons, get over here, and eat them all. So he thought he was going to get us to hate lemons, and in the end, turned out we ended up loving lemons.
See, man, I had that same disappointment with my kids. Not a punishment, but when they're infants, few things bring parents as much joy as stuffing a lemon or lime in their mouth, right? And then that weird thing happens to their face. And my daughter, the weird thing happened to her face. My son ate it.
Mm.
So I'm like, wait, give him another one.
He fought his way.
Nah, he still likes it. Yeah, it's the damnedest thing, but I was kind of disappointed by that.
Yeah, my buddies keep eating them, too.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't it something like just in, like, some people can eat them and some people can't?
It's whatever the receptor is in your taste buds, I don't know, but it doesn't bother him. And again, I'm like, well, good
I wouldn't
for you.
Mind. It just gives you heartburn, I think.
It's not that. I like the taste, but like that guy's saying, I mean, most people don't just eat it like an orange. Mm-hmm. You just can't. right? What did you or do you eat that other people just don't understand? 206-421-ROCK. Hello, Amy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So it wasn't actually me, but my ex-husband, and he used to eat his French toast with cheddar cheese.
Is that why he's your ex now?
One of them.
Okay, it should be.
Okay.
Now, did you ever try it?
I actually did. He actually used to make it kind of like a sandwich, so he had to put the cheese in the middle.
Yeah, we know sandwiches are made, thanks to Ted.
Yeah. Well, you know, Amy.
It wasn't too bad, but yeah, well, it was just strange.
I wouldn't think it is strange, but sometimes you think about, like, fall rolls around as it does now. People take apples and cinnamon, and half the time they bake cheese into it, and the worst part about it to me is the apples, but it doesn't taste bad.
Amy, have you ever heard of a Monte Cristo?
Yes, actually, that's what kind of reminded me of.
It's going to be somewhere
once
near
I
that.
Realize.
Because basically, it's deep. It's batter dipped, egg dipped bread,
but it's not sweet.
And then that's done like French toast. But then there's ham,
right.
There's turkey, there's lettuce,
cheese.
Tomato, mayonnaise, cheese, all that stuff.
But you don't put syrup on top of a Monte Cristo.
Correct.
No, you dip it in syrup.
Well, you can. Yeah, they sometimes serve it on the side.
It shouldn't have lettuce and tomato on it.
Well, it depends on the Monte Cristo. You know what I mean? Like, there's a couple different varieties over there.
How long were you married to this weirdo?
4 years.
What was the big falling out? What's for dinner?
Yeah, I hate to cook.
Okay, all right. Well, apparently
that's why he's eating cheese on top of his French toast. Could have been the cheesy peas.
French toast is just fine by itself by me.
It is.
I don't need fruit on top. I don't need any of that stuff. Just give me
just
some
sweet ass bread, man.
I'm good to go.
Brioche French toast.
I mean, okay. If
all
I got
right,
brioche,
well, you're gonna go there. Challah French toast.
Challah.
Or the Hawaiian bread, they have a big loaf. They have a big circle loaf that they make, man, for like the holidays. That is it.
That's a bad topic. I'm already starving.
I know.
Texas toast.
I know.
French toast. So good. Yeah. What did you or do you eat that other people just don't understand? 206-421-ROCK.
Here's one. Says, my dad eats a peanut butter, mayonnaise, and banana sandwich.
Why is the mayonnaise coming into all this stuff?
I mean, I get the consistency of mayonnaise, and with most of the combinations it's on.
Because we're all white.
Mark is pointing at himself. Okay, there's that. But like, I get the consistency, right? You go, like, right, it's this creamy, nice consistency. The temperature is usually very nice, and you're eating something kind of sweet like bananas. But the taste of mayonnaise, to me, is what ruins the whole thing, right? Isn't that kind of like, look, if you need something like mayonnaise, but it leans sweet, for me, I'd like, go cream cheese or something, right?
Look, I'm the wrong person to ask. I have a lot of recipes.
Bananas.
Where the secret recipe is mayonnaise.
No, I understand it in some instances.
You talking about your sausage dip?
There's no mayonnaise in that.
Okay, well, you said you had something.
He doesn't want you to think there's mayonnaise.
Right, well, you put mayonnaise in. Don't
I put it in something Californians like, but a lot of people would be offended.
Avocado?
Put a little spoonful of my guacamole.
Yeah, I've heard that. That makes sense. Because guacamole's not sweet. So I'm like, sure, mayonnaise, go ahead, jump in. But if you said I'm making a sweet dish and my secret ingredient is mayonnaise, I don't want that.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking about eating a breakfast sandwich. I could see mayonnaise, but that's not sweet.
It's not sweet. That's all, man.
I don't know. I'm going to put some mayonnaise on French toast when I get home.
Oh, no, God.
What did you or do you eat that other people just don't understand? 206-421-ROCK.
No chance.
Hello, Danny. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Hey, guys. So I'm Alaskan native, and our diet's pretty consistent of what we can find and catch. So my three favorites are caribou, whale, and porcupine.
Porcupine. What is the closest you can describe?
If that I had to choose for the rest of my life, that would be it. That's the one.
You know what? It'd be very plentiful for you because you wouldn't have much company. But what do you compare the taste and texture of porcupine to? What's the closest thing?
It's kind of like the texture is kind of almost like a turkey. And it's a little gamey, but it's kind of sweet because they eat a lot of berries. You know, you never eat the porcupines by the dump.
You know what? Rule
that's
to live
normally
by.
Where I get most of my fresh meat.
I can't believe they don't have that on a t-shirt.
That raccoon was half out of the dumpster. How do you prepare the porcupine? I mean, do you just cut the quills off?
The quills are actually, you have a couple different options. If you've got, let's say, a waterlogged piece of driftwood next to you,
you roll it up the back and the quills kind of come with it. But if you think that you might want to go just look for one, you take like a styrofoam piece and you cut a piece about maybe as long as a bat and you just kind of give it a little back rub with it and all the quills come out. Any of the rest that don't come out, you can usually burn off over a campfire. And it might not be that they're delicious. It might just be because that's all there is.
That might be why.
Okay, we moved on from porcupine, now on to whale. What specific whale? Or any whale?
Beluga. If you think about how, like, majestic they are and, like, just beautiful, that's exactly how they taste.
If I have a beluga steak, what does it look like?
That's usually the flipper part. Now, to cure it, what you do is you kind of want to eat the fat around it, the blubber, and it's called the muck duck, and that's the good stuff right there.
How do you eat it raw, or do you cook it and fry it up like, I don't know.
You know, you can do a lot of it. You can age it. You can almost pickle it. You can fry it up with a stir fry. It goes in fried rice. It's pretty universal in that aspect.
Do you use the fat as an oil, like as a butter, to flavor other things and stuff like that?
Absolutely. Okay. I dip it in seal oil, actually.
You dip it in seal oil?
Seal oil, yeah. If you catch a seal and you cure it the right way and you age it, the fat kind of just melts into an oil. And then that's what you dip your raw whale in. And I'm getting hungry right now talking about it.
All right, now let me ask you this. When you get the meat, how do you prepare the meat?
Usually just the same way you would field dress any wild game. You know, the flippers are prepared the same way. You just kind of cut it up and cook it and eat it like a caveman.
All right. By the way, that's the secret ingredient to KFC's chicken. Seal oil.
Yeah.
As I've been deep frying in seal oil all these years.
I saw it on Action Bronson's show, F That's Delicious. Yeah. He was in Alaska eating that stuff. I don't know. It was just cold. It's exactly that. Dip it in the seal oil. I was like, oh, that looks tough.
How did he say it was?
Chewy.
Okay. So exactly what I'm imagining.
Chewy.
Yeah, I mean,
chewy is never a good way to describe a food.
No, some foods I feel like culturally you're born into, so you like them.
Right.
Yeah, like lake trout.
Chewy. Cheesy peas are sounding pretty good right now.
What did you or do you eat that other people just don't understand? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.